Hi, I'm Emma, and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, your weekly source for the latest in aerospace in the northwest of England. Today we're talking about a new release from CG Tech, the latest in CNC simulation and verification software.
Hi, I'm Daniel. Emma, I've heard of CG Tech before, but what exactly do they do?
Well, CG Tech develops software for CNC simulation, verification, and optimization. Their VERICUT software is used for all types of CNC machine processes, including metal cutting, additive and hybrid manufacturing, composites and more.
Oh, I see. So it's an independent software that can integrate with all leading CAM and tool management systems.
Exactly. And the latest release, version 9.4, focuses on increased connectivity across the manufacturing workflow.
What does that mean exactly?
Well, it allows organizations to do more with the resources they already have. The improvements and new capabilities in version 9.4 enable teams to work more efficiently and intelligently, while also improving competency levels for machinists and NC programmers.
So, what are some of the new features in version 9.4?
One of the new modules is CNC machine monitoring. This connects VERICUT directly to CNC machines and streams data to allow users to monitor what their machines are doing on the shop floor in real time.
That sounds really useful. What can users see with this monitoring feature?
They can see which NC program or subroutine is running, monitor machine motions and spindle activity, see if overrides have been applied to spindle or feed rates, identify when machining has been interrupted by emergency stops or taken out of productive cycle mode, and much more.
Wow, that is so cool. And is there another new feature?
Yes, there's also a new standalone application called CNC Precheck. This allows machinists to ensure that key aspects of the machine setup match what was verified in VERICUT.
So this Precheck helps to identify differences such as NC programs that are the wrong version or contain edits, missing or different work or tool offsets, right?
Exactly. This enables these differences to be investigated and resolved before running the machine.
That's definitely a time saver.
Other highlights of version 9.4 include streamlined optimization. All users, even those without the Force Optimization module, benefit from enhancements in setup and predetermined tool data settings to quickly optimize NC programs.
So this means users can be more confident in how their NC programs will be used in machining, or for use in optimization to create optimized NC programs that will perform better.
Right, and file sizes for the free downloadable VERICUT reviewer application have been reduced by 50% or more for shorter load and save times, and easier transport to other departments.
That's a big improvement. I imagine that makes it easier for machinists, engineers, and quality assurance teams to review NC programs and measure part features.
Absolutely. And the tool data has been expanded to include more types of cutters, including ceramic, HSS, and serrated edge types, with even more on the way in coming releases.
With just one click, the Provide New Default Tool Data feature provides industry standard cutting data for all cutters or inserts for most common stock materials.
Exactly. This allows users to easily adjust tool data such as cutting limits and more, and verify that tools are being used within acceptable ranges.
And there's also a new Tools United interface.
Yes, which allows access to tool and cutting data from over 40 tooling vendors. It directly reads 3D tool assemblies and their cutting data for use in VERICUT simulation and optimization.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Well, CG Tech has been around since 1988 and is headquartered in Irvine, California. They have offices worldwide, and their software is used by companies of different sizes in all industries.
For more information, listeners can visit the CG Tech website at cgtech.co.uk, call 1273 773538, or email info.uk@cgtech.com.
Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Join us next time for more updates on the aerospace industry in the Northwest.
And if you have any questions or want to get involved with the NWAA, visit our website at nwaerospace.org.
Until next time, this is Emma and Daniel.